Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
Time now for the Balloon Party on the Tim McKernan Podcast. Presented by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers on 101 ESPN.
Yes.
Take it easy, Randy.
Jackson's interrupting me and Randy's conversation.
Grow up, Burkett!
There's no, like, place for me to, like, interject and be like, hey, we're about to be on the air in a couple of seconds.
Randy's been doing this for 40 years. He would have understood.
I know.
Rudely interrupted us anyway.
I know.
I'm angry as a hornet. Hey, how can we get the YouTube thing going again? Because I saw Midnight Rider telling you how to do it.
Yeah.
If this is a bad time, you're flustered because your host was having a conversation with Randy Carricker, I understand.
No, I can do it.
It's Balloon Party. It's driven by Munganess, St. Louis Acura, Munganess, Burkhardt, Alton, Toyota. Welcome in. It is 101 ESPN. My name is Tim McKernan. That's Jackson Burkett. And the YouTube chat now up on the television right in front of us. And so we get to see your comments as they go. So if you want to see if you can take me out emotionally with a comment in the YouTube chat, and then you can watch me read it and see the pain on my face. That's the 101 ESPN YouTube channel. Becky is underrated hot AF. That's the first comment I see from Droid FX. I like that. It was nice to see Gorman and Goldschmidt finally get it going. That's from Tiny Pee Pee. Very topical. And that's coincidental, because what is today's Little Piddles series of questions called?
Little Piddles Tuesday Topics.
Wow, Tuesday Topics. Alliteration, and yet so wonderfully titled as well. Hi, Tim. That's from Duar. Hello, Duar. Yes, Droid, she is. That's from Preston S1. That YouTube chat. It's a hotbed of activity. And the Air Comfort Service text line is as well. 314-399-9646. Air Comfort Service, sponsor of the text line. Air Alliance team, sponsor of the YouTube channel, the cameras. And we look forward to talking it over with you here for the next hour. Jackson, I think we start things off with what took place down at Busch Stadium last night. Hello again, everybody.
Kyle Nelson answers the Chevy call to the bullpen for the Diamondbacks. Nolan Gorman, the first, and he unloads. Deep right, track, wall, walk-off winner on the first pitch.
Boom. You got a Goldschmidt right center home run.
Yeah, Lapo Taco.
To tie things up. And then nearly as necessary, I'd probably say Jordan Walker would be more necessary, but Nolan Gorman, whose main job is hitting home runs, he wins it, and the Cardinals end the losing streak. 5-3, your final with a walk-off. How do you do, friends?
Huge. Needed that. Just off the bat.
Okay, I'm taking questions. That's my responsibility.
How do you think it feels to be called in from the bullpen? You warm up, you get brought in, and then one pitch, you end the game.
How do you do?
I think you just have to go back to the dugout and, like, laugh.
How many pitches did Waka throw before Ishikawa ended his return to pitching after a month?
For whatever reason, I feel like it was like a 3-1 count, but maybe I'm off. I could be totally wrong, but, like, I just imagine coming in, getting pulled out of the bullpen, and then throwing one pitch and the game is then over. You have to go back to the dugout and, like, laugh and be like, well, that didn't go as we thought it would. You know, these things happen, but that was a 85-mile-per-hour changeup right down the heart of the plate.
How do you do?
You couldn't have put it on the barrel any better than Gorman did.
It was like the old Tower T batting cage. Let's see if we can make some contact.
Hammered.
I would say this. You lose that one, especially with the way that it was trending, with a perfect game that started to get into the area of, okay, this is getting a little concerning before Arenado got the first hit. And you get the caliber of start that you got yet again. If you would have lost a Gray start like that and a Lynn start like that back-to-back nights, how deflating that would have been. Mm-hmm. Instead, you take it and now turn it around into a win. Maybe it can get it going.
Yeah. I got a question here on the topic. My question is, Lars Nootbaar, since he has returned to the roster, do you feel the energy has increased in the dugout? And it seems like he, as the kids say, brings the vibes. Is that a real thing, especially for the slower-paced game of baseball?
I understand the question. I'm going to take it a step further. I respect the question, But I think those are things that sometimes get overrated by fans and media. I'll say media first. I just don't know how much that stuff matters, because some of the most successful teams over the last 50-ish years have had some of the most either chaotic clubhouse chemistry. For those who want to go back to the 1970s with Reggie Jackson and Billy Martin fighting each other, and yet those Yankees teams rattled off division title after division title. The 1986 Mets weren't exactly getting along or really focused. And even the 2006 Cardinals were not really a tight team for much of the season, per members of the 2006 Cardinals. So it's one of those things that, on the other hand, if you want to apply it to the Blues in 2019, remember the great Pat Maroon, now of the Boston Bruins, 5 years later after beating the Boston Bruins in the Stanley Cup final, saying it's amazing how a road trip and going out and hanging out with guys brings the team together, and how he thought that translated to the ice. So I think it's something that you can see, and if a team is winning, you go, that's great. And then if you see guys having fun and being energetic when a team's losing, you go, those guys need to focus. I just think it's, when you get in the batter's box, you get on the mound, that stuff truly is irrelevant. It just is something to build a narrative around. And I'm not saying you're doing that, because you know this. I respect you. I respect that Holderness and Bourne shirt you're wearing, brother.
Very nice.
But I don't necessarily think it's impactful to the outcome of the games.
Yeah, I would say in sports more like basketball, football, hockey, something like that may be more of the case, where it's a lot of team-oriented, like, you know, you depend on one another, and you do in baseball, but essentially, offensively, it's certainly...
Yeah, I think it's more in... I do think more in hockey.
I mean, in baseball, you're going to go up there and try to get a hit regardless if you like the guys in the dugout or not, and they can't do anything to help you, and you can't do anything to help them when you're at the plate. Obviously, in the field, it's a little different, but I just like the energy Nootbaar brings. Like, after he got the two RBI hit with the bases loaded, the energy he had at first base. I don't know, I feel like on a team that's in kind of this down moment with the offense, having moments like that can at least lift the spirits, and if that does
a win like that, just like a loss like that, can lead to a spiral. A win like that can lead to some success. And, you know, one of the things that the Cardinals have this year that they most certainly did not have last year is a guy every five games who is not only going to give you a chance, giving you a chance is kind of what Lance Lynn has done, is going to shut down the opposition. Yeah. I mean, that is, that he's carrying that over. That's I love watching that kind of stuff. Just like, I know people, Flaherty's polarizing in St. Louis, but what Flaherty was doing in the second half of 2019, Chris Carpenter would do it at times. Adam Wainwright would do it at times. Chris Carpenter's 2005 Cy Young, you know, I mean, those kinds of seasons are so impactful, not just for the game in which they're pitching, but because it then stabilizes your entire bullpen, because you know you can count on the guy to go out there and be a stopper. So if you have that, and you're like, okay, we're only a handful of days away from a Sonny Gray start, which if the offense can just get a few runs, very good chance to win, not just like a 60%, like 80 to 90% chance to win. You get those non-Gray starts and you get a win like that, and you get two guys who had really been struggling going, you know, this wasn't like Contreras and Wynn doing it all last night. Nootbaar's back. Nootbaar gets the first couple RBIs with that opposite field base hit. You know, maybe you can build a little momentum. It's certainly a more favorable portion of the schedule that they're about to get underway on versus, say, about the first, I guess it wouldn't be month of the season, but first 3 weeks and change of the season, where the only team they played that was kind of a butt ass was the A's. And the A's aren't doing too bad.
No.
You got relative for the expectations. Yeah, I got the over 57.5 wins for them on the season.
Yeah,
totally. I'm cashing my ticket sometime in August.
I hope so. Yeah, I would say, like, you obviously want to give run support every single game to every pitcher, but when you have a guy like Gray out there and you can get early on the board, not only does it give your team confidence that you can win, but what that gives to the guy who has been shutting it down, like someone like Sonny Gray, is very tangible. It's a real thing.
Oh, absolutely. But to see it happen from Gorman and Goldschmidt's bats.
Yeah,
that's
definitely
the thing.
Goldie
that gets
especially.
You going.
Because his MVP season, his numbers weren't too dissimilar to what he's doing right now. You know, he had a really slow start in April in 2022 and then later won the MVP. So it's far to say that he's done. But a guy like Gorman, who you really need to hit home runs and has a big strikeout problem, to tattoo a ball like that as a confidence builder for the team and for him.
Yeah, that was. I mean, it goes without saying because you're on a 4-game losing streak. But to win it in that fashion, I'm curious to see how things go tonight. The Diamondbacks are calling up. What's the name of this? Tommy Henry. That's right. I mean, hey, Tommy Henry.
It sounds like a guy who plays Little League baseball.
Right. Tommy Henry. Yeah, he's going to be out at Afton on Field 6 tonight. Now, he'll be at Busch Stadium going up against the Cardinals. Steven Matz coming off a less than optimal start against the A's as they wrapped up last week's road trip. So let's see him bounce back and then see if he can build on this thing.
Yeah, you know, for real.
I mean, I'm not going, oh, the Cardinals are still in the same spot, 82 to 86 wins. That's the sweet spot. The question is, will that be a good enough number to get in the National League Central, get a win like last night, get it going, and maybe this can be indicative of the Goldschmidt early season turnaround. And hopefully that's what we got going last night with that solo shot to tie it and Nolan Gorman's two-run bottom of the ninth walk-off home run.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's what you needed to see. And Busch Stadium also, numbers in April aren't necessarily conducive to power hitting. That's just not the case. It's a stadium that gets hotter as it warms up. Like, you can start hitting more bombs, but if you can start getting that going a little bit towards the tail end of April and start to hit your stride around May and June, offense starts cooking, maybe you got some. I'll still hold rights. I don't give a damn.
Oh, so now you're back to holding rights again.
It's a real dance of death, you know. It's a, what can you do for me lately?
Tiny Pee-Pee says, good win last night for the Cardinals, but I'm not going to get too excited. Meanwhile, coaches John and Dean Ellis really need our Tigers and Billikens to bounce back. Been tough not to have a good local team. That's a fair thought.
Trends are definitely going that direction.
Scale of 1 to 10. Oh, see, this is what happens. The comments go quickly, and then I lose them. I can go down to my laptop, though. Yeah, and see them. Boy, these comments are coming in fast. The YouTube chat, 148 people. This whole new thing is, this Mike Ryder, he's not even in there for me to say Mike Ryder, innovator, with the YouTube chat in front of us.
Working home.
I wanted to answer the question.
I got it right
What
here.
Is it? Scale of 1 to 10. What was the question?
Scale of 1 to 10 being the 10 being the highest and 1 being the lowest. Confidence that the starting pitching will hold up with low ERAs. Mine is a 6 only because possible injuries and not a lot of depth.
I would say, I think, 6 is the right answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I would. That's
just
where I would
one
put
above
it.
Where, like, if 5 is totally nonplussed either one way or another, yeah. I'd go just a little bit more in the confident direction.
I understand, and I hope you get the job. I do. I think you'd be a great asset.
When you start pulling out Tink Hens ERAs through 3 starts in AA, that's when you really know you're digging deep.
There isn't depth, and also right that injuries most likely are inevitable. I mean, the season, when it gets down to it, if you're going to have this kind of offense, and I realize, of course, they won in thrilling fashion last night, but body of work, if you're going to have this kind of offense, it doesn't really even matter what the pitching is. The thing is I think the pitching is most likely to have some semblance of regression relative to what it's been through the first almost 4 weeks of the season, while the offense should have some form of progression. And two of the guys that you need in order for that to happen did it last night with Goldschmidt and Gorman. And don't forget, Newt Barr's 2 RBIs that got things going for the Cardinals. So Goldschmidt and Gorman, Goldschmidt's 2nd home run of the season.
Correct.
And Gorman's 4th.
Yep.
And 2 of those came in one day.
Correct, against the Marlins. The Cardinals are 6-2 when scoring 4 or more runs in the game.
Wow.
Yep.
I don't know if that stat makes you feel good or bad.
Well, here's another one. They're 4-3 on games with quality starts. So even when they get, so, you know, that.
I think 4-2 with scoring 4, because 4 runs is kind of.
Yeah, 6-2 on 4 plus run games.
BFM.
Yeah.
You know what that stands for?
I bet I can guess, but I'll have to do it in the break.
That's correct. Okay. Yeah, there's profanity in there.
Yeah.
Bare minimum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking big money.
No. Bare minimum. I mean, 4 runs.
It's not.
You got Tommy Henry out there tonight.
let's put it, rattle the bats again.
Yeah.
I'd love to see Jordan Walker.
Let's see what's doing. You got Steven Matz and Tommy Henry, number 1. What do I do first? A little pro tip. We'll see what the weather is. Ooh, a little rainy and a little cooler, but still in the 60s.
Yeah. Wind not blowing too hard.
What do you think? You think it's at 8.5, Jackson?
It is at 8.5.
Is it 8.5? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there you go. Jackson's on it. On top of this thing, Cardinals are -135. You bet 135 to win 100. And the over-under is 8.5 for tonight's festivities. Matt and Henry. Henry carries a 6.87 ERA. Tommy Henry.
Tommy Henry.
Athletic Association, Field 6. All right, we'll take a break. More Tuesday topics coming your way. What topic will the Lakers and Nuggets be? What topic will the Knicks and Sixers be? And will we even talk about the Stanley Cup playoffs and VGK going into Dallas? Or what about Connor McDavid and what he did last night? What did he do last night?
Hat trick.
No.
No, the Hyman had a hat trick, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Connor McDavid, 5 assists.
Okay.
First time.
Ah, wow.
Jeez. 5 assists.
Oh, he's unbelievable.
There you go. All right, we'll take a commercial break. Come back with more Balloon Party 101 ESPN.
We're right back to the Balloon Party on the Tim McKernan Podcast. Presented by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers on 101 ESPN.
Welcome back. It's Balloon Party 101 ESPN. My name is Tim McKernan. That's Jackson Burkett. The program is on YouTube. 148 people had gathered and they were talking it over in what I now call Mike Ryder's YouTube chat. Talk it over. If Battlehawks make the championship, I bet the Dome is sold out. That's from Tiny PP in the YouTube chat.
6,000.
Do you think that would happen?
I'd say 50,000 plus. I'd say 50K.
I agree with that. All day I agree with you on that.
Yeah, 50K is the four.
If you set that as an over-under, I'm betting the roll on the over.
66, I don't think so. But, I mean, geez, 50,000 plus.
I think the date's Saturday, June 16th. Is that right?
Sounds right. Yeah. Either way, I mean, I think anything above 50,000 to me is just...
A little Saturday night.
Impressive as all get out.
Pony?
Yeah.
See what we got. I'll tell you. June 15th, I think it is. Maybe it's June 16th. Hell, I don't know. Somebody will look it up.
Yeah, someone will look it up.
Thanks. What is your second question on this Tuesday topics? We talked Cardinals in the first segment.
We did. What's your general engagement for the NHL playoffs when the Blues aren't in the playoffs? Do you pick a team to root for, or maybe a storyline slash desired matchup? Do you just watch passively to keep up with what's going on? And I wrote the next part in very small font.
I'm doing my hip turn for those on YouTube to see how I generate so much power, even though I'm a small dwarf boy.
Well, you get that power from the ground.
Yeah. It's glute season around here.
That's right. What about the NBA playoffs?
Oh, my God. Hold on a second. Right there. I knew it was coming, and I caught it. I heard a whisper in McCann's. I was asked, what about the NBA playoffs?
Right. Well, the first part of the question is certainly about the NHL playoffs.
So, I mean, I got to have like, on a 1 to 10, 1 being low engagement, 10 being high.
Yeah.
If the Blues are in it, it's 10 all day. It's the greatest. That's why I love April, because I love the Masters. I love the RBC Heritage and Hilton Head, Scotty Scheffler shipping, and the Stanley Cup playoffs. I love it. It's weird because the NBA playoffs, I feel like, get better. Although last night, to your association's credit, was pretty sick.
Yeah.
With the Nuggets and Lakers and the Knicks and the Sixers, although not really great for the integrity of the officiating of the league. I think you would agree with that.
More correct? On that coming.
Oh, wow. This Tuesday topics is going to be NBA centric. Stanley Cup playoffs. I find like the early, like I'm like, oh, wow, Vegas and Dallas are finally starting. Okay, you know, what the hell? You get me to it when a team is fighting for its life or a team is fighting to close them out, like in a game 6 before having to go back into the opponent's building to try to win in a game 7. Kind of like, I guess, the Blues were in the Western Conference Finals against the Sharks, even though we knew the Sharks were basically DOA after the hand pass crap. I love that. Yeah. I love that sense of urgency.
Yes.
And the anticipation and the anxiety in the building, because unlike, and this isn't a shot at basketball, I don't have anything against basketball, but basketball, you're going to have, I don't know, how many baskets over the course of a game?
Yeah.
100 ballpark?
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
In hockey, you might only have one goal, probably somewhere around 5. And so if you got a 2-2 game late in the third period, or you got a team down 3-2 and they're fighting for their lives and everything last night, Dallas has the extra attacker fighting for their lives to not lose game 1 after their incredible regular season in their own building. And there's Mark Stone laying out to block the shot. I love that stuff. So game 5, 6, 7s, even an opening series, I love it. Can't get enough of it. I will say 7 on the Stanley Cup playoffs, NBA as it goes along, because usually, last year being an exception, you'll see at least the one or two seed in the Western and Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
And so you're, and there's also some big time star power there.
Totally.
So at this particular moment, my NBA engagement is probably a 3. My NHL is probably a 6. And in a week, my NHL will go up because teams will be fighting off elimination, or as you say, staving. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, no, I mean, there's no doubt. But two very fast-paced games where the regular season, because of the playoff format, I'm not saying hockey fans will go nuts, but it's the regular season is not as important, clearly, and you don't necessarily have to go full steam ahead necessarily in the regular season, but the playoffs hit. And it becomes a whole different ball game for both sports. NBA guys are trying to find their legacy. Hockey teams are trying to, you know, write their own story. It's so much fun to watch. I really do love watching both sports come playoff time. I like the NBA playoffs specifically more than the NCAA tournament.
How about this? I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to turn tables. Thank you. There are 4 major North American sports leagues.
Yes, there are.
The NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, and the NHL. Rank your enjoyment of the playoffs from most to least.
Okay.
Now.
All right.
And be honest. Don't you use your hand on me and put NBA 4th to try to ingratiate yourself to this audience.
Never would. For Major League Baseball and NHL, are we saying Blues and Cardinals notwithstanding?
That's correct. They're out.
They're out. Then it goes NBA 1.
Oh, my God.
A big gap.
Oh, my sweet, sweet Lord.
NFL 2, MLB 3, NHL 4.
Sometimes I wonder if you're a heel character created in Stamford, Connecticut by Vince McMahon.
that's where I'm at.
All right.
If you have, I'll put the same question on you. I'll put the onus on you.
Well, I figured that was coming. It'd be a little weird if we didn't reciprocate.
Mm-hmm.
It's like being in the bedroom.
Yeah, that's right. Giving.
I will go NHL.
One. Okay.
NFL. God, it's a real coin flip. I'm so appalled by the Major League Baseball playoff format.
Yeah.
And it used to be my favorite. So I think that's why I have more emotional response to it. But I got to be honest with you. I don't know. I mean, I wasn't really all that engaged by last year's NBA final.
Sure.
Were you?
Not necessarily. Okay. Even though, like, the Heat were an 8 seed, but they were...
But, like, in 2013, when it was Jesus Shuttlesworth in the corner going up against the Spurs. I had no rooting interest. I mean, I'd gone to a Heat game that year in Miami, but I didn't really care. I didn't have any bet on it. But this baseball playoff performance is like, oh, here comes the 6th seed from the National League for the 3rd straight year after 162 games. And, you know, somebody playing in the warehouse in Arlington. I'm just out, man. Yeah. And I hate it. So, I don't know. It's kind of a case-by-case basis, but I don't know. I mean, it's definitely NHL as far as the excitement goes, NFL, and coin flip for me on NBA, Major League Baseball. Now, if the Cardinals are in it, which is not what the question was, but if the Cardinals are in it, it's different. But I'm so irritated by the diminishing value of the Major League Baseball regular season. My criticism when I was a kid of the NHL, and a lot of people who didn't like hockey, so they tried to figure out a way to crap on it, was, well, everybody gets in the playoffs. And back in the day, 4 out of 5 teams from the Norris Division, which is what the Blues were in the 80s, did get in. And you kind of were like, boy, this regular season, you know, I mean, it's great to watch the smoke hover over the ice at the arena and guys fight, but I don't know what really the point is. Now it's a different deal, but Major League Baseball, you in the National League East or the National League West, you're 4 wins away from playing for the World Series. And even before that, okay, you got to be one of the wild cards and then get in there and get into the division series and make your case. Now, I just feel like it's the NCAA tournament in October and we'll wrap things up when everybody's freezing their balls off in November. F this. That's what I say to it, Jackson. F this. Thank you. That's where I am. You know what I've decided I am? I'm angry as a hornet. where would you rank them? I'd be curious where people would go. 314-399-9646. I wonder if anybody else will have Jackson's ranking. What was your ranking again? NBA, sure. NFL, MLB, NHL.
Yep.
That was like if you're going to troll the audience, that's exactly how you'd rank them.
It's the honest truth.
Do you think that's the way that most Americans would vote?
They would go NFL 1, NBA 2.
I think you're right on that, actually.
Yeah, and then
MLB.
MLB 3, probably, NHL 4.
Yeah. I'd be curious what the answer will be in 20 years.
Yeah, that would be. I'm very interested in that.
Yeah.
MLS. Well, I guess the MLS does have playoffs, but
excuse me, I didn't hear you.
I said the MLS does have playoffs, but
so you're arguing with yourself.
Well, most soccer across the world does not have playoffs.
So you're taking a shot at MLS now?
No, I think it's correct for the American audience. We're used to playoffs. We're not used to relegation and stuff that goes on in European soccer.
Got it. I wonder how the college football playoff will, if we include that in.
Oh, well, if we include that in now, it would go three. No, it would go two for me.
But we haven't experienced what it's going to be now. You know
sure.
What I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. But if with home atmospheres for the first round of college football playoff, I
think it's going to be the bee's knees.
I can't imagine a better atmosphere in any American sport than a college football home playoff game.
You are looking live at Faurot Field in Columbia, Missouri for the first round of the 2024 college football playoff with your Missouri Tigers hosting the Notre Dame Fighting Irish for the first time in 40 years.
People will be like pulling their tongues out of their head. They'll be so excited. Can you imagine like what Happy Valley would look like hosting a Michigan in a first round playoff game?
How do you do, Jackie Papers?
God. Ohio State, some of these incredible atmospheres that you get in college football for regular season games. Now amplify that by 10.
Yeah, I mean, put that into our rankings.
I think it'll go two, maybe.
Still couldn't edge out the association.
No, nothing does.
Your thoughts, 314-399-9646, Air Comfort Service text line, and the YouTube channel chat. It's active as the day is long. 160 people are nearly talking it over, Jackson. They're making friends. They're making lovers.
Love to see it.
This is Balloon Party, 101 ESPN.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
We're right back to the Balloon Party on the Tim McKernan Podcast, presented by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers on 101 ESPN.
Welcome back. It's Balloon Party. It's 101 ESPN. It's Tim McKernan. It's Jackson Burkett.
Hello.
Jackson's trolling the audience.
No.
I actually do think, what you say, this is the topic, and we got a bunch of texts on it. And some quality questions following up, too. I don't even know. How do we even get on this? That was your question.
Your
level
engagement.
Of engagement, yeah. On the NBA playoffs. But you asked NHL first, and then you whispered NBA playoffs when the Blues aren't in it. And I love the Stanley Cup plays. I love the honestly, and I know you'll be honest anyway, but do you watch any of the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Yes.
You do.
When there's like a game seven.
Oh, it's the greatest.
It's
the greatest.
It's world-class television.
It's the greatest.
Saying to myself, I was like, it's a great night to be a sports fan.
You said that on TMA this morning because you had the Cardinals thing.
Yeah.
Mounting a little Sunday charge, coming back, walk off. You got the Knicks and the Sixers. You got the Lake Show against the Nuggets. A 20-point lead. Probably thinking, okay, we can put this one to bed. Oh, but alas, AD. Yeah. Oh, but alas, AD.
Oh, the altitude. Oh, it's the great equalizer.
You got VGK going into Dallas. And you got Edmonton and Connor McDavid and 5 assists.
The Carolina Islanders game was nuts.
Another team blowing a lead with NYI.
9 seconds.
Hyman with the hat trick. What else am I leaving out?
I think you nailed it. The Magic Cavs game had nothing, but it was great. Like I had the Cardinal game going on my phone, NBA going on. I was monitoring Twitter on my laptop, seeing Carolina scores. Oh, okay. 9 seconds later, they score again and go up 4-3. Mm. Reactions all over the place on Twitter. Spitting Chicklets, by the way, their Twitter account does great work.
Look at you, Peter Puck again.
They keep me informed. And so like I'm keeping all these things. The senses are overloading. It was a great night to be a sports fan.
Look at this. Can you believe this hip turn?
If you can get that back going, maybe 100 degrees turn to the track before you move your hips. I mean, just imagine the lag.
Yeah, the lag. It's me and then it's Rory as far as lag goes.
That's right. And the tilt, that tilt right there at the end.
Jay Delsing, I know your list and you don't want this smoke. He would beat me by 40 shots.
He's a really good player.
Yeah. All right, here is the question. In 2024, Jackson, rank your enjoyment of what are considered at the moment the four major North American sports. This is, hey, listen, I love golf probably more than anything, actually, at this particular moment. 10 years ago, it would have been the World Series of Poker. What will I be obsessing over in 10 years from now? But we're going to operate on that premise. There's nothing against the UFL. It's nothing against MLS. It's nothing against PGA Tour, whatever. Whatever your kink is, we're anti-kink shaming on this show.
Absolutely.
But let's just operate off of this universe. We're not including college either. Got NFL, got NHL, Major League Baseball, and NBA. And you ranked them, your engagement in the postseasons.
Yeah.
NBA, you said big gap.
NFL.
MLB, NHL. I went NHL, NFL, I guess I'll say major, and this is assuming the Cardinals and Blues aren't in it, by the way. I guess MLB and then NBA. It's really tough, though. Mm-hmm. I got to be honest with you. But I think part of it is because I feel like a scorned lover of the Major League Baseball playoffs for what they've done to just water it down, like the beer I was drinking in college. And it doesn't have any impact just like that stuff either. So that's where I am. Let's see what we got. NHL playoffs are by far the best. That's from the 314. Battlehawks, NHL, then Major League Baseball. That's the end of the list. The NBA is full of criminals and people with tattoos who gamble on their games. That's Merle from Oakville.
Good. I was nervous there for a second.
NFL, NHL, MLB. NBA, the officiating so bad. That's from the 314. The officiating reared its ugly head last night.
In the Denver-LA game, Sixers fans complaining about the calls can...
Nick Nurse is calling timeout! Nick Nurse is over there banging on his head! Timeout!
Then make
timeout!
Yeah, you can't call timeout when the ball is loose, Nick.
DiVincenzo, he got a second look. Don't give DiVincenzo a second look.
Yeah, rare Mike Breen double bang last night after that. Bang!
LeBron got an open look and he didn't hit it.
No, he did not. He has a tough time with game winners sometimes.
This is actually Jackson's top four in 20 minutes. Polo, pickleball, shuffleboard, and poche ball.
I like all those sports, but I wouldn't necessarily say I like to view them.
Andrew says, NHL, big gap. NFL, he's including MLS. Gap, MLB, NBA. How I would really do it, there is nothing like a Game 7 in the Stanley Cup playoffs. NBA just feels scripted. Agree, interest in MLB playoffs has fallen off with the updates to the format. It used to be unbelievable. That's the thing, Andrew. That's where I'm coming from. I remember asking John Mozeliak, and I know that's like a polarizing name right now, but it was down at his office at Busch Stadium for my podcast, and the Cardinals weren't even in it. This was 2017, and I'm just doing one of the things where I'm bitching to somebody actually in the game about something that they're like, God, this guy's so weird. And I know that's what he was thinking. I go, God, these playoffs. And I don't know who was in it in 2017 that was making a run. What was that? The Astros and Dodgers that year, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that was, contentious after the fact.
Yeah, yes. But somebody was making a run who didn't have a great regular season, I feel like. And I go, God, doesn't that just suck? You have these great regular seasons because they had lost in 2015 after 100 wins and some random ass pony, the sixth seed. I know the six seeds weren't around there, but makes her, and he goes, well, I mean, it cuts both ways. It's worked for us and it's worked against us. And I go, well, that's the right answer.
But it's not very fun.
But here I am, yeah, like sitting at this desk in your office, like bitching up a storm about the playoff format when it has no impact on my life. And here it is. It's been his life for his entire career. And then I probably went off on the Red Road Hats.
And then he's like, all right, time to wrap
it up. Yeah. We got one question and let's get out of here. The NHL playoffs are by far the best. Okay. It's from the 314.
No one's coming for, like, you know.
Let's see. NHL, NFL, NBA, MLB. Then right below, it's from the 636, 618. NHL, NFL, MLB, NBA. I would say, I mean, we're getting a bunch of texts, but I would say NHL is winning the text inbox poll, and I haven't been the YouTube. I'll go in there and take a look as well.
Yes, from what I've seen, the NHL is the
winner there too.
Mm-hmm.
There's just something about it.
It is special, man. I enjoy watching it.
There's something about
now,
it.
Now, notice how I didn't rip down something when I tried building something up.
What are you trying to say? That you're better than other people?
Yeah. Yeah, it's taken 29 months, but I'm finally ready to say it. I am better than other people.
Jackson's official take is this. He is better than other people.
That's right. That's right.
I would be curious, because I see this pop up from the dude in the YouTube chat. Hockey markets will say NHL. There's probably something to that, but I think there are people like Justin Thomas, the pro golfer, grew up in Louisville, lives in Jupiter now, so not exactly growing up around or living around hockey. I know you have the Panthers and Sunrise about an hour south of Jupiter, but
go Cats.
I mean, Brooks Koepka certainly enjoys the games, but I think that the Stanley Cup playoffs appeal beyond hockey markets.
Yeah, would agree.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, and I'm not throwing a bone to Battlehawks people at all, but if you do have the Battlehawks in that championship game, it will be a story if that building is full. People are going to go, the UFL in the middle of June in St. Louis against whatever rando team that may or may not exist in a year, and they filled 60,000 plus.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. I don't know if it's June 15th or June 16th, and I know one day I got an event I got to be at that I will never say what it is because I'm a meat and potatoes guy,
right.
Proletarian.
You're not better than other people.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm Tam Avenue, and I'm just happy to be here.
Right.
And then the next day's Father's Day in the U.S. Open. But if I knew that it was a quest for St. Louis to fill that building, I'd say to my wife, I'd say, hey, listen, sister, we're taking the boys and we're going to go tailgate and we're going to get all lit up and we're going to scream for a UFL team in downtown St. Louis tonight. That's my Father's Day present. Because I want to be part of 65,000. Now, I might not be able to name 10 people on the field, but I don't care. That would really be a quest.
That'd be awesome.
So now I'm emotionally invested in that moment taking place. Your thoughts are welcome on all topics. Air Comfort Service, text line 314-399-9646. And the YouTube chat is active as the day is long. And I love seeing it. 156 people talking it over right now in the YouTube chat. It's the 101 ESPN channel. Get in there. Watch all the shows all day long on 101 ESPN. This is Balloon Party. Presented to you by Munganess, St. Louis Acura, Munganess Burkhardt, Alton Toyota on 101 ESPN and the 101 ESPN YouTube channel.
We're right back to the Balloon Party on the Tim McKernan Podcast. Presented by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers on 101 ESPN.
Welcome back. Balloon Party, 101 ESPN. Final segment for the day. Tim McKernan, Jackson Burkett with you. BK and Ferrario, follow this program and you can participate in a very active chat on the YouTube channel. That's 101 ESPN. It's 10:54. Time check brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers. Ever want to podcast the program? Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers podcast on the 101 ESPN app, or you can subscribe to the TMA STL podcast feed, and then you get all the podcasts. You get TMA, you get the Tim McKernan Show podcast, and you get Balloon Party. It's all there for you. And enjoy the fun and the games. Jackson, what final question are you going to go with here today?
I'm really excited to ask this question.
You always have your best at 10:55, but that's fine.
Not a deep dive topic, but okay. I came up with it last night. The idea popped in my head. Had nothing to do with the Cardinal game last night. I just thought of this baseball situation question I want to ask you. Bear with me here.
Okay,
I'm going to give a lot of pretense. Okay. Your team is in the field. Runners are on second and third, one out, and you're down two runs in the bottom of the eighth. You with me so far?
Mm-hmm.
The five-hole hitter is up, and the count is 2-1. The two-hole hitter is on third. He's got plenty of speed. You have 5, 6, and 7 coming up in the top of the ninth. A deep fly ball is hit going towards foul territory, but it's catchable. Do you let the ball drop and avoid the runner tagging from third, or do you sacrifice the out for the run?
You're down in the game?
You are down two runs. 2-1 count, so it'd be 2-2 if the ball drops.
I don't know if it's the hype for the question or just the question itself, but I'm not really that enthralled by this. Number one, I've got a roadmap out to follow it. I don't know. I guess I think I catch it.
All right. Now you're down, going down three in the top of the ninth. But if you don't, if you let it drop, you could go down.
Right. Yeah. And that's
much more.
That's my reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be that the game's tied or something along those lines. I don't get why being down two. How did you arrive at this scenario? Were you eating mushrooms or something last night?
Well, it was originally I had it written down as down one, But in that case, then I would definitely take the out.
Were you like debating this with your Ledoux friends in a group text last night?
Just came up in my head, and I've wondered, had anyone ever run into a situation like that where do you let the ball drop foul?
But down two, I don't get it.
Right. Well, if you're down two,
right,
ninth inning, I would bet numbers would say that you're in the single digit percent of making the comeback.
Right.
Down three, I bet it drops pretty precipitously.
Okay.
I don't know if the situation changes much if the game is tied, because at that point, you'd be just down one going into the ninth, but you get that out for sure, as opposed to letting in two.
You 100% catch it if it's a tie game. You agree with me there?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
And if somebody let it drop.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
But down two and 5, 6, 7 coming up. So if you had the heart of the order, maybe you make the catch, no doubt. And again, this is going to happen in your mind if you're the left or right fielder, and you have to make that decision in a snap. So you're probably just catching it because you're taught to catch the ball. But I've wondered, often thought, like, has anyone just let a ball drop to avoid a runner tagging?
Well, that was dumb. That's from James Oswalt.
I think
not slow pitch softball. It's from Eric Nickens.
I don't think it's dumb at all.
End of the show on a dud. LMAO. That's from the dude.
These people are very open-minded.
Well, I mean, they're not saying they don't enjoy the NBA. They're just saying they don't enjoy your question.
But like, I think it's a real philosophical baseball question.
I'm with the dude.
No, this is a real this is a very important situation that could come up. Do you let the ball drop or you throw them? I really thought I was going to do a little touchdown dance to the audience with this one.
I'm alarmed by the thought that you thought that it was going to be a touchdown dance.
I thought it was a good question.
I hate to Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom, rip your heart out and hold it in front of you. I don't want to be the one to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'll just, Dan Jansen says, Jackson, do better tomorrow.
Okay. I think Temple of Doom at the time wasn't liked because it's so different than Raiders, but I think it's a good movie.
It's been appreciated more with time. Shawshank Redemption, Temple of Doom.
Both Shawshank's in a different category, but like Temple of Doom has some good, it's just so different than 1 and 3. The other ones I don't count.
Oh, you don't like those?
No, I love 1 and 3.
Oh,
I'm talking the one with Shia LaBeouf from the mid-aughts and then the most recent one where Harrison Ford's like 90.
Raiders of the Lost Ark and Last Crusade.
Raiders of the Lost
Ark. Hold on, watch this.
Yeah, please.
You have chosen wisely.
the first guy going into the Last Crusade, going in there and finding the Holy Grail and just being like, sure, this is the one. I know it will mean death if I drink the wrong one. Take some time.
So you are not happy with the believability about the knight standing there for 500 years. Spoiler alert, by the way.
I'm willing to accept that.
You can accept that. You just didn't like the pace that the archaeologist
right. Well, the guy used. The money guy was like, sure, I'll drink this for eternal life, but I'm not going to think about it for more than 2 seconds on which of these 1,000 cups sitting in here I'm going to pick. It makes no sense.
More Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade takes tomorrow at 10 a.m. here on Balloon Party. But for now, we hand it off to BK and Ferrario for Jackson Burkett. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been Balloon Party, driven by Munganess, St. Louis Acura, and Munganess Burkhardt Alton Toyota on 101 ESPN and the 101 ESPN YouTube channel.
You've been listening to the Balloon Party on the Tim McKernan Podcast, presented by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers on 101 ESPN.